roars with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Before this exciting adventure, a word from our sponsor. The Lone Ranger is brought to you by Robinson Family Law. Here at Robinson Family Law, we pride ourselves on doing a good job. As a third-generation family-owned company, we've finally succeeded in breaking even with our startup costs, which means better services for you at a better price. Contact us for all of your legal needs at www.robfamlaw.org. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again. It was early Saturday evening when Dr. Harvey Preston arrived in Canyon City. A few curious eyes noted the progress of the spring wagon driven by the young doctor as he came to a stop in front of the town's only hotel. Entering the two-story frame building, Preston was aware of the sudden hush in conversation in the lobby of the hotel.
I'd like to get a room, please.
For how long?
Well, that depends. Until I can find a house.
Well, plenty of houses in Canyon City. Ain't many of them fit enough to live in, though. Here, sign your name.
All right.
There. That'll be $1, mister, in advance.
All right. Here you go.
Aye. Any other night you could sleep here on credit. But Saturday night, that's when some of the fellas get a touch of lead poisoning in this town.
So I've heard.
Let's see now. What's your name? Preston, eh? Dr. Harvey Preston. Say, are you a doctor?
Don't I look like one?
Well, what do you know about that? You sure look mighty young to be a sawbones, mister.
I hope that won't be against me. You see, I'm going to work here.
You don't say.
By the way, can I get someone to take care of the team?
Sure, Doc. I reckon we can fix you up all right.
Thanks. I'll be glad to
You're
pay
the new sawbones, Sonny.
My name is Preston.
Yeah, pretty fair, Doctor.
What's your trouble?
I'd like to have you look at a sick mule I got over the stables.
What seems to be wrong with the animal?
Why? I don't rightly know, Sonny. She might just be a lonesome, maybe.
Say, there's only one remedy for a case like that, mister.
Yeah? What?
Go sit in the stall with her and keep her company.
Why, you fresh young upstart, I have a good mind to
keep your hands off me.
Listen, you pipsqueak, my name's Taggart. See, Big Taggart, that's me. I see you gotta go look at my sick mule, you gotta go.
In the first place, my friend, I'm not a horse doctor. Second place, you haven't got a sick mule. In the third place, I don't take orders from any man in your condition.
Doggone your hide, I'll bust you in two! That ought to teach you some manners.
Maybe we can both learn something, Taggart.
Why, I'll kill you for that. No one ever hit Big Taggart and lived to brag about it. I'll show you. Let me get your hands on you and I'll crush the daylights out of you.
Watch it, kid. Don't let him get his hands on you.
Don't worry about that. Got enough, Taggart.
I'm gonna blow your brains out.
Look out! He's got a gun.
No, you don't. Not today.
Well, I declare, Big Taggart sure must have been slipping.
Yeah, you slipped, partner, and fell.
Looks like the doc already found himself a patient to work on.
Yeah, you gotta Nice job of fetching to do there, Doc. God damn it.
Sorry, I don't like working on coyotes any more than I do working on jugheads.
Aye, and me, I was just asking the kid if he never had no experience.
Say, young fellow, you want to earn a dollar?
Huh? Why? Yeah, I guess so.
Fine. Come along to give me a hand to carry some luggage up to my room. Here we are. You take that suitcase and the small bag there. I'll handle this big one.
Yes, sir.
Where's the Lone Ranger, Dan?
He and Tonto are camped about 6 miles west, just outside of Stony Ridge.
Good. Soon as we get this stuff upstairs, ride out and tell them I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Tell them I've already had a run-in with Big Taggart.
I sure will.
Tell the Lone Ranger I'll be waiting for him in my room tonight. Come on, boy. Let's up with those bags.
Folks at Canyon City were asleep when the masked rider of the plains drew his great white stallion to a halt at the rear of the small hotel. At his side, like a grim figure carved in the pale moonlight, sat the stalwart companion, Tonto.
According to Dan, that should be Preston's room just above us.
Me stay here. Watch horses.
Yes, Tonto. And if you see anything suspicious, make the signal.
Tonto, keep close watch.
Hope this is the right room. Should be able to make it by standing on the saddle. Oh, steady, Silver, steady.
The masked man! Glad to see ya.
Good to know you got here safely, Preston.
Tell me what's going on here.
I can only tell you part of it. The rest remains to be learned.
I suppose Dan told you about the incident with Taggart.
Yes, yes, and with his influence, you'll very likely find that you have several enemies in town already.
Fine. The sooner I learn who those enemies are, the sooner I'll know whom I'm after.
You'll have to be careful. If they get all suspicious, you're a dead man, Preston.
What do you know about Taggart?
Well, only that he operates the stage and freight lines. He has a virtual monopoly on transportation in the Big Bend County.
There have been competitors, though.
Yes, but none that ever lasted very long. It seems that Taggart isn't fond of, competition.
What about this government stuff he's been hauling?
Well, 6 months ago, Taggart got a contract to haul government supplies from the railroad at Natchez Point to the Army outpost up on Wolf River.
Yes.
And last week, one of Taggart's wagons left the railroad with a store of new army rifles and a couple dozen cases of ammunition. Those rifles and cartridges never reached the outposts. The guard and the wagon driver were found dead. The horses were gone. The wagon was burnt to ashes.
Whoever pulled that job wasn't taking any chances.
Every outlaw has to take a chance. Sooner or later.
Yes, you're right. Frankly, though, I was surprised when you sent for me. Usually, you don't call for help.
I sent for you because of your medical training. I have reason to believe that some of the allies may have been wounded. There's no doctor here in Canyon City, so I thought...
I get it. So as soon as the word gets round there's a doctor in town, I'm likely to have visitors, eh?
Exactly. And Preston, don't take this thing too lightly. The men we're up against are cold-blooded killers. We've got to catch them. Understand?
Yes, I know that.
I'm going now, but I'm leaving Tonto to watch this hotel. He'll be around in case you need to get in touch with me. And if you should leave town, Tonto will follow your trail wherever you go.
I'm glad to know that.
Just remember this. If you do have visitors, and they find out who you really are, you're a dead man.
Big Taggart suffered many painful bruises from his fistic encounter with Harvey Preston. But what was most embarrassing was the thought that he had actually been whipped in a fistfight by a man much smaller than himself. Leaving the hotel, Taggart got his horse and rode furiously for the hills. An hour's ride brought him to a well-hidden rendezvous. Here he reined the sweating horse to a halt, dismounted, and ran into the frame shack.
Hey, Taggart, how's it going?
It's like...
Hey,
what's going on?
Holy mackerel, Chief, what happened to you?
You look like you've been sore wildcats.
Never mind that, you just listen to me.
And what's up, boss, anything wrong?
No. Something lucky for Shorty and Vance and Kramer there.
Huh, what do you mean something lucky?
Slick. There's a young sawbones in town, name of Harvey Preston.
A doctor, eh? Well, that's fine. I reckon now I can get you Jaspers patched up right.
Yeah, although you don't deserve nothing. Being so careless that you let them birds in the freight wagon shoot you full of holes. We already explained that, Big. Those fellas just saw us before we're ready to crack down on them. I know. Only next time, don't let the same mistake happen again. Slick, I want you to settle up and go fetch that sawbones out there. See that he gets these boys patched up good. See that he stays here. Understand?
Sure, boss. I know what you mean.
I got a personal score to settle with that smart aleck.
You mean the doc's the one that made you look like that?
Never mind what I mean, Slick. You better get started.
Yeah, sure. I'll go now. Hey, boss, come here quick.
What is it, Nellis?
A bunch of riders, boss. They're coming this way. Fast.
Riders?
Yeah.
Boy, it's a bunch of Apaches, Slick. The ones we got them guns for.
Must be 40 or 50 in that bunch. And that's old Red Fox himself.
Don't know what's on his mind, but keep your eyes peeled.
Where's Taggart? We have unfinished business.
Oh yeah, Red Fox. Lighten loosen your saddle a bit.
I have waited many moons for guns, Taggart. Here we are. Do you see me holding any guns?
I had a little trouble there, Red Fox. Some of my men got shot at. That's why I ain't been able to deliver them to ya.
You better not be lying to me now.
Now, listen here, chief or no chief, you don't come riding in my place and start calling names. You want those guns, so blamin' fast. Lay down the money and take them yourself.
Where are the guns, Taggart?
They're all right. Don't worry about that. You got the money?
You doubt this? You give me the guns, I'll give you the bomb.
How do I know I can trust you? That's quite a bunch of men you got there.
Indeed, with many more close by if you don't watch yourself.
More men? You mean you brought... Hey, you riding with the war party, Red Fox?
500.
Hey, what's that?
500? See, you must be planning something pretty big.
My tribe is fine cattle, and we are ready to regain our power.
You mean you got 500 Indians ready to ride against the Wolf River outpost?
Did I stutter?
We'll be back to the Lone Ranger's exciting adventure in just a moment, but first, another message from our sponsor. Hello again, this is from the Sun Family Lore. Are you getting divorced? You've spent your whole life working for stuff. Don't let your ex get it. Contact Robinson Family Law today to ensure you get to keep your stuff. Robinson Family Law. No more alimony, baby. Now, to continue our story, after the Lone Ranger had left the hotel in Canyon City, Harvey Preston checked over his medical kit. Finally, satisfied with the contents, he straightened up and snapped the bag shut.
There. That's a pretty complete kit, even to the six-shooter in the bottom with 45 caliber pills. Who's there?
Open up, Doc! Someone's been hurt!
Just a minute. Come on in. What's happened?
My name's Nellis. Slick Nellis. The fella at our place got hurt.
Hurt? What with?
You better come and take a look at him, Doc.
Well, certainly, Mr. Nellis. But surely you can tell me what's wrong with the man.
You better bring plenty of medicine or whatever you're gonna need. There's more than one.
Oh. Should I bring some sort of treatment for gunshot wounds?
Hey, you're a smart boy, Doc. Now hustle up and let's get going.
Well, I'm not so sure. I don't want to get mixed up in anything I shouldn't be.
Well, maybe this will help you change your mind.
Huh. That gun doesn't leave me very much choice in the matter. How far is it to this place?
Never mind asking so many questions. Just get your stuff and come on.
Sure, my bag's all packed. Just a second. I'd better close this window in case it rains.
Why bother with that? Hurry up! Come on, let's go.
Right with you.
And don't try anything going kind of the hotel. Just act natural. I've got two horses over here. How's that? Let's go, Doc.
Right. Get up!
Young doctor fella have visitor plenty sudden. Get him up, scout. Take that blindfold off now if you want to.
Thank you very much.
Now, there's a pretty broad of bone bruise in there, so I wouldn't advise you try any tricks.
Don't worry about me.
Why, I don't know, maybe I eat something funny. I don't know.
Just go over there, would ya?
Come on.
Good riddance. How time you got here, Slick?
Looks pretty young to be a sawbones. You reckon he knows his business?
He better know his business, that's all I gotta say.
If you men'll stop talking and get out of the way, I'll go to work. Here, get this man's shirt off. Somebody get busy and boil some water. Lots of it. Hey, who's this bird think he is? Shouting orders so free and easy.
Shut up and do what the doc says. Go on.
Nellis. You've got two or three pretty bad cases here. These bandages are filthy dirty. There's real danger of infection.
You're gonna fix me up all right, ain't you, Doc?
I'll do the best I can. Now, be still. I'll have to sterilize this wound before it can be bandaged. I don't suppose it would be smart to ask how this happened.
Yeah, just don't get too curious, Preston. You'll say I'll be.
Huh. Tell the men to hurry up with... Nellis! Why in the world didn't you tell me these men were...
What? What's the matter, Doc?
Do you know what thrombosis of the, parenterosis is?
Huh?
Where's my bag? Quick! I only hope I brought some of those tablets along.
Here's your satchel, Doc. What's wrong?
Nellis, this is a disease I've only encountered once before in my career.
Yeah? What happened, Doc?
The patient died. Yes, a horrible death, too. Within 6 hours, and within 4 hours more, three of his friends died.
Hey, what are you talking about?
This man has contracted a very fatal disease, resulting from shock. Here, mister, open your mouth and swallow these tablets.
Oh.
Shorty, you're feeling that bad?
I feel terrible, Slick. That disease.
Oh. Here, you swallow some of these too. And you. Sure, Doc. Did you bring plenty of them pills? We'll soon find out, my friend. Nellis.
Yeah?
It'd be a good idea for you to take some of these tablets yourself.
Huh? Oh, I ain't been hurt none.
I know, but you've been exposed to every man here.
You mean it's catching?
Yes, it certainly is. Here, swallow these, just to be on the safe side.
I don't know. I'm gonna take one.
One won't be enough. Take three or four.
I guess if you say so.
Yes, here, take them, quickly.
Wait, somebody's coming. Why, boss? What are you doing out here this time of night? Hey, what's the gun for?
Well, I bring you some news, Slick, some real news. This canyon is for your friend here, the doctor. Slick, I...
Hey, what the... Shorty, this keeled over. Doc, wasn't the pills you was handing out?
Those were sleeping tablets, Nellis. Your boys won't bother anybody for quite a spell.
Why, you low-down coyote? What kind of sawbones are you? What's the idea?
I can answer that for you, Slick. Our friend the doctor here happens to be a Texas Ranger.
Texas Ranger?
Yeah, and that ain't all. This Jasper's in cahoots with the masked man that calls himself the Lone Ranger.
Hey, you mean that over it owns a big white stallion?
Yeah, that's him. You see, Preston, that's even your name. The clerk down at the hotel happens to be on my payroll.
Some people will take any kind of money, won't they?
It doesn't take much to make him go through your luggage up there. And what he found made him real curious. And he was right outside your door when the masked man came a-calling.
Hey, look at Kramer, boss. He's gone to sleep with the rest of them.
You got something in that satchel to bring him out of it?
Yes. Since you've got me, I suppose it makes no difference if they do wake up now.
Well, then get busy with it, whatever it is.
I've got some special pills here, somewhere in the bottom of my bag.
Hey, this ain't being, hadn't better be another one of your tricks, Preston. If those pills don't work, then you're a dead man, you know?
These pills always work, Nellis. They're 45 pills. Good medicine for bad men.
Look out!
You double-crossing tin star!
You! Drop gun. Drop gun, or me drop you.
Good work, Tonto.
Tonto? Well, that's the Lone Ranger's Indian partner.
That gun you're scheming to hide, Preston. You'd like to shoot my arm off.
Too bad I didn't. Tonto, let's get these men hog-tied.
I'll tie them plenty good. Plenty good. They ain't moving for a long time.
And these others, on the bunk over here. We'll wrap them up for safekeeping, too.
I'll wrap them up so good.
This, I guess, cleans up a bad job. For once, the job is finished without help from the Lone Ranger.
Oh, you plenty wrong. We need the Lone Ranger.
But how?
Tonto scout back from camp here. Find big war party of Apache.
Apaches?
Mm-hmm.
Way down here.
Them have many new rifles, much ammunition. We get close to camp, hear 'em talk war talk, then ride into soldier camp on Wolf River.
Wait a minute. Taggart, you sold those rifles to the Indians.
I never. You can't prove nothing.
Tonto, you're right. We do need the Lone Ranger, and we'd better hurry.
Leaving the outlaws securely bound in their own shack, Tonto and Preston rode like the wind to the Lone Ranger's camp. Within a matter of moments, the masked rider of the plane saddled the great horse, Silver, and was ready to ride.
Dan, do you think you'll find the trail to the outlaws' camp from Tonto's description?
I sure can, sir.
Good. Take Victor and ride as fast as you can for the sheriff. Tell him to get some men together and bring those killers into jail.
All right. Anything else?
Yes. Tell the sheriff that Captain Harvey Preston of the Texas Rangers will be in to take charge of the prisoners.
Yes, sir. Come on, Victor!
Tonto,
The captain and I are going to try to stop those Indians when they start for the garrison, but we may not be able to...
Many warriors in that party.
I know, but it's a chance.
What's your plan, sir?
I'll explain it another way. Tonto, ride to the garrison. Tell the officer in charge that this war party is on its way to get his men out of the stockade. They'll never have a chance if they're caught in there.
Uh-huh. Get him up, scout!
Might be a good idea if the soldiers were to ride out on the trail and catch the Indians unawares.
If my plan works, they'll never reach the garrison. Come on, Captain! Let's ride!
The Lone Ranger and Captain Preston raced their horses along the canyon road, then up through the scattered sagebrush along the slope leading to the summit of Stony Pledge. The first faint streaks of dawn found the two men laboriously prying the long poles at the great pile of rocks and boulders.
It's getting daylight, Captain. We haven't made much progress.
If we could only get a couple of these biggest ones started, it would bring an avalanche of stones down into the trail.
Oh, the path leading out of the canyon is just narrow enough.
Let's both get on this pole and try to start one of these big boulders.
Right.
Ooh. It's too big. Can't even budge it.
Preston, listen.
Yes, they're coming. Those Indians will be through the canyon before we can stop them.
Heaven help those soldiers if we don't stop them.
We haven't been able to move enough rock to block even part of the trail.
Wait. Give me your saddle.
Here's the bird! Come on, boy!
We'll tie up two ropes together, throw a rope over that biggest boulder, and let the silver pull while we pry with the pole.
It works. We'll start a regular landslide.
Hurry! They're coming up the canyon now. Here! There! You ready, Preston? It's our last chance.
I'm ready. Out! There it goes!
Get the ropes up! Go on, Silver! Move on! Made it, Captain. Oh, they're blocked.
Yes, thanks to that magnificent horse. I hate to think what would happen if they'd gotten through the pass. There are enough Indians down there to massacre the garrison.
Look down the slope, Preston. Here comes Tonto and the soldiers from the Wolf River.
They're just in time to block the exit at the other end of the canyon.
You fellas turned a mighty good trick. I think we owe our lives to you. You're the Lone Ranger. I'm proud to meet you.
Thank you, sir. This is Captain Harvey Preston on special duty with the Texas Rangers.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do?
We'll keep those varmints penned up down there till they get ready to throw down their rifles.
Your rifles, Colonel. Big Taggart made a deal with the Chief Red Fox.
Taggart? Why, that painted and polecat?
He's more than a thief, sir. He murdered his own guard and driver to get those rifles to the Indians.
Oh, so that's what your Indian friend's been trying to tell me, about the Lone Ranger being out here trying to stop a bunch of Indians on the war path. I figured our best bet was to ride down and meet them, so we started right then.
Colonel, I've got Taggart and his men prisoners. I wonder if you could arrange an escort to help me get them to San Antone.
Oh, sure, Captain. It'd be a pleasure to get that scoundrel into prison. And I want to say, it's a blame good thing for all of us that the masked man was here with the... Where on earth did they go to?
Why, he was just here a second ago.
Well, no matter. He's probably off, starting off on some new trail. After all, that's his job. He's the Lone Ranger.
Get him up, Scout!
I am Silver away!
Brought to you by Robinson Family Law, rated number 8 for alimony relief. We appreciate you listening to this. performance with Danica Dick as the Lone Ranger, Dalen Paulson as the Faithful Tonto, and Aaron Stuvey as Harvey Preston. And the words of Fraser Crane, scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do? Good night, Seattle.